Right, I'm joined, very, very happy, by, let's say it again, Councillor Welbylove. Councillor Welbylove, who is still a councillor, a Labour councillor for the Clapham Town Ward, and I do believe still the Mayor of Lambeth.
Yes, still Mayor of Lambeth until the 26th.
Now, a pretty obvious and, I think, a pointless question. You're a very, very proud councillor of your council status being confirmed again. Which is more important to you, being a councillor or still being the mayor? I think we know what's coming.
Yeah, it's just the thing about the councillor being a status. That's not what's important to me. You know, yes, it's nice somebody saying, oh, hello, councillor. But what's more important is the fact that you can actually do something with it, the fact that you can actually influence people's lives and make a difference. That's why I got involved in this in the first place. It wasn't to be a politician. I didn't want to be a politician. I wanted to make a difference for my community. So the fact that people have come out in bigger numbers than last time and voted for me, I'm blown away. I'm absolutely blown away.
Yeah, I think it's worth saying this was a pretty tough gig for Councillor Welbylove. You know, in his year wearing the civic chains, it has been very, very hard for you to actually go out there and put across a hardcore political message. So you have actually been active in terms of what you're doing locally, but it has been a pretty tough campaigning role for you.
Well, and it's been the number of hours a day because, of course, I work full time. So then also being a councillor, so the idea that I then have to go out and go knocking on doors as well, which is great to do because that's the only way that you really find out what's going on in your community, but there is only so many hours in the day. So the last 3 weeks I've taken as annual leave from my day job and I've been out every single day talking to people. I've now got a lot to get on with because I've spoken to people. I always say I'm not going to promise to do something, I'm going to do my best to do it for you, and I've got it all listed, and I'm going to set myself like 10 priorities going forward. I want to know in a year's time that what I've set out to do and what I've achieved and what I've then got to go on and do. And may I say, one of the first things that I want to do is more localised surgeries. In Clapham, we have a history of having surgeries in a single place, which was the Leisure Centre. It's moved to the Methodist Church. I want to take the surgeries to the estates. So from next month, I'm going to be looking to working with one of the local TRAs and having a monthly surgery on their estate. And then the last Saturday of the month, looking to have a roving surgery. So we don't always say, you've got to come to us. We will come to you. And that's what local representation should be about.
And then putting on the civic hat, but not for much longer, and the civic roles, what is the immediate next week, 2-3 weeks or so for the Mayor of Lambeth? How does that whole kind of administration pass over, please?
Apparently, I can hold up the AGM.
I know what's happening. I know what's coming. I can see those thoughts clicking around inside your head, Councillor.
But next couple of weeks, I'm really looking forward to, as Mayor, going out and going to as many different people as possible and saying, thank you for making my year amazing. Speaking to as many people as possible. And yes, at some point handing over the chains, maybe to Cash for Gold, who knows. But handing on to the next person. I know it has to be done. And then hopefully, maybe if Labour does form the next administration, taking on a bigger role within the council.
I think you're being rather cautious there saying if Labour form the next administration. But sweet as ever, I think sweet is the word. I collared Councillor Welbylove, our good Mayor of Lambeth. He's handing out sweets to anybody here. Friends, foes, he's handing out sweets. I've got a packet here I'm rushing away. To people wearing blue rosettes, people wearing yellow Lib Dem rosettes. He's just a very, very happy Lambeth person. That's wonderful to see.
And it's very sad tonight. It looks as if we've lost Councillor Irene Kim, who I've worked with a lot. Conservative councillor. I find that actually quite upset. Some Labour people might think that's weird. But for me, it doesn't matter what colour a badge they're wearing, it's the fact they're a hard-working councillor, and she has been a hard-working councillor. So, you know, for me tonight, it's not all joy. Yes, I'm delighted to be re-elected. And even my opponents, I've chatted to them in the streets. I know one of them quite well and talked to him extent, you know, over the election. That doesn't matter. You know, we're still human beings and we should still treat each other with dignity.
Okay, I think maybe a result could be imminent, so we'll perhaps wrap up there. So that is congratulations to Councillor Welbylove, who has been re-elected in Clapham Town.
Oh,
it's
my God.
A very, very tough gig. It's all dawning upon him now. Build that swimming pool. And still our Mayor of Lambeth, so thank you so much.
On time and on budget.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor.